This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Hi, everyone. I'm Doris Martel, and you're listening to Deep Tissue Talks. Today's episode is called The Quadriceps That Wouldn't Rest. Today's story is about an athlete, a professional soccer player, who came to see me with a very specific concern. He wasn't injured, not yet, but his right quadriceps was constantly tight, heavy, loaded. And deep down, he was afraid of what that meant. He told me, "I can't afford to miss games. I need this leg to hold." That's where our session began. When he walked in, I immediately noticed that his right leg carried more tension than the left. His weight shifted subtly onto the left side. The right hip stayed slightly flexed, never fully relaxed. He is all right-handed, and he prefers to control the ball with his right leg. Classic protective pattern. The quadriceps group, rectus femoris, vastus lateralis, vastus medialis, and vastus intermedius, is responsible for knee extension and hip flexion. In soccer, the quads fire continuously during sprinting, kicking, decelerations, and sudden changes of direction. In simple terms, it's used all the time. And that can create a lot of overused tightness, becoming injuries in the long run. But when one side only becomes constantly tight, it's often a sign that the nervous system is preparing for impact before it even happens. The muscle isn't just working, it's bracing, protecting. When I placed my hands over his anterior thigh, I felt it immediately. Dense tissue, limited glide, almost no tissue rebound. Near the rectus femoris, where the quad links both the hip and the knee, the fascia felt stuck, as if the muscle was afraid to lengthen. And that told me everything. This wasn't just about performance. This was about control. The quadriceps, on a deeper level, represent our ability to move forward with force, to push, to attack, to go. But because the rectus femoris also flexes the hip, this muscle group reflects something else too, our core flexibility, or in other words, our ability to be flexible with the belief systems we've inherited from our family, our culture, our education, or even our genetics. When the quadriceps become chronically tight, it can reflect a fear of slowing down, a fear of losing speed, a fear of losing position, and a fear of questioning the old inner rules we've been taught to obey. I see this often in athletes who feel replaceable, athletes who carry the silent belief, if I stop, I disappear. Pro sports is business, and those athletes know it oh so well. As I work slowly into the tissue, the muscle resisted at first, not sharply, but cautiously. So I asked him gently, when did you first start noticing this tightness? He told me it showed up after a small knock to the knee during a match. Nothing serious, but it scared him. And then I asked, what went through your mind when you felt that impact? He said, for a second, I thought, fuck man, this could take me out. As I continued to release along the rectus femoris and the vastus lateralis, I felt small tremors under my hands. Those are subtle signs that the nervous system was shifting. So I asked him, when you think about missing games, what does that represent for you? He answered without hesitation, it feels like I'd lose everything I've built. And I told him, that fear is what your quadriceps is holding right now. Then I asked the question that opens the real door. When you imagine slowing down, what's the worst thing that could happen? He went quiet. Then he said, I'd feel useless. There it was. So I answered him gently. Your value doesn't disappear when your body rests, but your nervous system doesn't know that yet. It's still living in survival mode. I placed one hand on his abdomen, the other deep into the belly of the quadriceps, and guided his breath downward. And I said, let your body feel what it's like to be strong without being on high alert. Slow breath in, long breath out. After a few cycles, the muscle softened. Not because it was forced, but because it finally felt safe enough to stop guarding. A warmth spread through the front of his thigh, the sign that circulation was returning, that the muscle no longer needed to stay locked. I added a few strategic trigger point releases to my myofascial work to help anchor and stabilize the results. Then I gently shook the entire quadriceps, rapid, rhythmic grounding, the same way animals discharge stress after a threat. As humans, we've somehow lost that ancestral ability to reset our nervous system. Instead of shaking it out, we hold on to our stress and our emotions. And over time, that holding becomes its own kind of prison. After the session, I asked him to stand. He took one step, then another, and smiled. The tightness was gone. But more importantly, the fear had softened. And that's when he said something powerful. I'm realizing that I don't have to place care to be at my best. I love those breakthrough moments. This is what I love about this work. It's never just about a muscle. It's about what that muscle is protecting. The body doesn't tighten to sabotage us. It tightens to protect what matters. So if your quadriceps feel heavy, if your legs never truly rest, ask yourself, what are my core beliefs? What am I afraid to lose if I stop? And what would happen if I trusted that my value doesn't disappear when I slow down? Sometimes the strongest prevention of injury is finally teaching the body that it doesn't have to survive every moment. Thank you for listening to Deep Tissue Talks. If this episode resonated, share it with someone who plays through fear, because healing doesn't start with force. It starts with safety. Take care of yourself. I send you love.
We're here at Menards Bank Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint,
batteries,
tools,
toilet paper,
extension cords, grocery items,
hardware for my cabinets,
snack items, crackers, and some canned good stuff.
Shop back supplies,
toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save